Joining me this hour, I have in the studio with me, I've got Kim, Alice and Margaret, and they're all part of an organisation called Aglow International Australia. And welcome, ladies. Thanks for joining us today.
Welcome Shane.
It's a pleasure. Yeah, great to have your company here. Now, let's talk about Aglow and the history of Aglow. Kim, tell us more about how it all got started.
Sure. Thank you, Shane. Aglow actually started in America, and it was founded in 1967 by four women who prayed for a way to reach out to other Christian women in simple fellowship, free of denominational constraints, which means that it was interdenominational.
Yeah.
Bringing down those barriers. The first meeting drew more than 100 women to a local hotel.
Wow. Okay. That's amazing. I love the simplicity of just a gathering of women, and the Lord has taken it, can take it so much further than what you think that it'll go, can't he?
Absolutely, Shane. Yeah. And in Australia here, it didn't kick off until 1974 when three women, Sydney women, felt to pray about reaching out to the women in their city, and they started to have luncheons and morning teas and fellowship with the women, and they gathered up to 40 women in homes. Mm. So that was how it kicked off here in Australia, and they followed the flow from the American standard. So, yeah, that's how it started, and it's just been spreading ever since.
That's fantastic. And I'll ask this next question to all of you. How did you girls or ladies started in the Glow? What brought you to the group?
Well, I think, Shane, for me, it was I've been actually in a Glow for about 40 years.
Wow.
So I go a long way back. So I'd been a new convert to Christianity, knew nothing about the Christian way of life. And I guess the women from my area actually gathered me in. And I'd heard the gospel, but I seen it relived through women's lives. As it says in Titus 2, you know, for the older women to show the younger women how to outwork their Christian faith. And I was just very touched by the people around me.
Mm.
So they sort of taught me how to... grassroots style, I guess, of Christianity in my home and with my husband and family.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. And Kim, how did you get to be part of the Glow?
Well, it was very interesting, actually, Shane. I went to a fellowship group in Sydney when I was a fairly new Christian, and the lady that ran the fellowship group wasn't a Glow attendee, but it wasn't in a Glow group, but she just had something really special about it, and it captivated me, so to speak.
Mm.
And it was a 30-year journey of looking for an Aglow meeting that I could attend to and I never found one. And then one day I asked a dear friend who happens to be our regional leader now, Robin, had she ever heard of Aglow? And she just laughed because she had been an Aglow member for many, many years and a committee member.
Oh, that's
and then
great.
We started at Maitland, at the East Maitland Aglow, at the club there, and it was under Margaret Whiteley, and it was just a beautiful meeting, and I just fell in love with the whole Aglow ethos. It's just so Christ-like. It's so beautiful and so nurturing for women.
Oh, fantastic. And Margaret, what about yourself? How did you get involved?
I'm just a newbie on the block, actually. I originally, when I had very young children and I heard of Aglow in Newcastle, I always wanted to go, but distance and time restraints prevented that from happening. So many years later, I was asked by a friend to take her to Aglow because she was unable to drive any longer. And so that's how I originally came into Aglow, and I stepped into that, and it was a place of the Holy Spirit.
Mm.
It was a place of safety. It was a place of peace, and those things I really liked about it. And so when the leader of Aglow in Newcastle, Night Aglow, left, she suggested that I might head up a GLOW there, and I didn't know about that. But the Lord led me to it. He called me to it. And he called me to it because he wanted to do a work in that place, and he wanted to bring his spirit into that place and call back those who had just lost their way. Mm. And so he came in power, and he came in love, and that's what a GLOW is. It's a ministry of love. And it's not just to women now, but it's to men as well. Mm. And that is briefly how I came to be involved.
Ah, fantastic. Mm. My guests today, I have Kim, Alice and Margaret, who are all part of different GLOW groups around the region. Kim, you're from Port Stephens, and Margaret's from Maitland?
No.
Oh, Alice is from Maitland. And
Margaret's from Newcastle. GLOW.
Excellent. Wonderful. Well, we're going to take a short break. I just want to ask one question, though, off, which is not on my list of questions. The term a GLOW, do we know how that came about?
Well, that's the scripture from Romans 11, be a GLOW and burning with the Spirit. So in the early days, it was very much to help people find from all denominations the love of the Holy Spirit and the very ease to bring people into a revelation of what it means to be filled with the Spirit. Mm. And I think also it just is a real melting pot. I see people being melted by the love of God through that. That scripture is a very strong influence to us, and I run with that strongly, that we are aglow and burning with the Spirit.
Oh, yeah. Awesome. That is fantastic. We're going to take a short break. Be back with more. We'll be discussing more about aglow, particularly around the Hunter region. We will come back with more. And joining me, I have three guests, Kim and Alice and Margaret from the GLOW organisation. Kim is from the GLOW Port Stephens, Alice from GLOW Maitland, and Margaret from GLOW Newcastle. And ladies, this question for you, what's the experience for you as you go to these GLOW meetings? What are some of the things that come out for you?
Okay, thanks, Shane. That's a good question. We have a bit of a basic at our Port Stephens aglow, a bit of a basic, I guess, happening each month. It's worship, but it's passionate worship. It's prayer, but it's targeted prayer, and it's the word, and it's Holy Spirit-led word. Mm. And it's more than that. At the end, we have a beautiful time of fellowship, which is lunch and a little bit of morning tea as well, but we have deep fellowship and ministry if that's required. Mm. So we're there for each other, which is really beautiful.
That's wonderful. And Alice, what about you?
Well, our Maitland aglow, we actually are privileged to have a interdenominational little band that comes together. So we have praise and worship. We have a beautiful morning tea. And I feel that women minister to women well. So I find that women have an opportunity to discover who they are, to use their gifts. And as I said before, the term grassroots, if people just come in and they're very early in their Christian life, they can be encouraged from the very get-go just to use their gifts and to be encouraged no matter what that gift is, that they have that we help them discover it and you can use it straight away. So I find that is a very special part of our gathering, because we have quite a lot of new younger women that are coming in that are possibly come from very difficult circumstances, and they're just really enjoying that someone's believing in them and seeing that they've got potential. And so we love to bring people up into what their God-given calling is.
Oh, fantastic. And Margaret, the Newcastle group, they meet of an evening.
Yes, that's right. And so we are able to attract people who work during the day and people who maybe have children and they need someone to mind those so that they can come along. Yes, it's held it of a Tuesday night once a month. And what I feel it is all about is virtually what others have said, but I feel that it is a very gentle place, a very peaceful place, and a safe place, and that's what I would like it to be and to continue to be. We do have men coming along to our Aglow, and we have people who are helping us with the music for worship. And we had a couple who came last year but couldn't make it this year, but we do have someone who is bringing forth worship, the music for worship. And I like to think that it's built around worship, and what comes out of it is the Word of God, but not just read as normally read, but read over the people there. So often we have a scripture, and we have it read in three different translations, and it's read one after the other. So the first verse would be read in one translation, and the next verse in another. And as that happens, someone will stand at the back of the room and others to either side. So we're speaking it over the people that are there.
Wow.
And we have a passion for prayer. We have a passion for ministry to each other. And there is a passion for speaking out what God lays on our heart to share with the people who come. And so afterwards we have prayer, or we have a cup of coffee, and we just have a sharing time. And that is basically what we do. And
Yeah, it sounds like a wonderful place to just come in and soak in and receive from the Lord.
Yeah, it is a soaking place, yes.
Definitely a soaking place.
And a refreshing place.
Yeah. How would you say Aglow knits into the local Christian community?
Well, I see that, Shane, as we support church. We run alongside the church. We're not in opposition to the church. So the mandate on Aglow, we're very strong intercessors.
Mm.
In the past we've been very pastoral, but as we've grown as an organisation, we've become very apostolic and prophetic. So as intercessors, we pray across the Hunter Valley, across the region, and we support church, and we encourage all people to fellowship in their communities and in their churches, and so we're not cutting across in any way. We're just enhancing the body of Christ as a whole, because we're kingdom thinkers.
Doesn't matter what denomination you're from at all.
We're all denominations, and we encourage that extremely, and ask that people encourage young people to also fellowship in their local churches. So that's...
it's a real building up of the body, isn't it?
It is very much building up of the body, and it's we encourage that a lot, and pray for different churches, pray for different groups, and wherever we see the need. So intercessors are a great asset to the body of Christ as a whole, and I feel like we function in that very well.
Oh, fantastic. My guest today, I have Kim, who is from the Port Stephens Aglow organisation, Alice from Maitland Aglow, and Margaret from Newcastle Knight Aglow. And ladies, what has Aglow done for you personally? I'll get you all to share those answers for me.
What has the Aglow done for me personally? I think it's made me grow in kingdom thinking and kingdom works. It's made me very sensitive to where people are at in a spiritual sense. Mm-hmm. And it's made me very sensitive to the Holy Spirit, so that only the Holy Spirit moves through me and the words that I express.
Mm, that's wonderful. And what about you, Kim?
Thanks, Shane. Yes, I just found from the very moment I walked into an Aglow meeting, which was originally the Maitland Aglow meeting, I sensed the presence of the Lord around me. I sensed him speaking to me personally in that. And we would leave those meetings and we would just be, well, almost shaking with the presence of the Lord. That was what captivated me, was that the presence was so real. Mm. And so that's something that we really nurture in our group as well. And I feel that in that you can't help but grow in the Lord. And it's like a shaking. Mm. Everything that's not important, everything that's just not of God's kingdom just seems to start to fall away from you. Mm. And you just find yourself changing and growing in God's goodness. It's such a beautiful and, as Margaret said, gentle and safe way to grow in the Lord.
Mm, fantastic. And Alice, what about you?
Well, I think the highlight for me would have to be that I became aware of my value. Mm. in the kingdom. I came into, I guess, being taught or seen what it is to have an intimate relationship with Jesus Christ, not just hearing about him, but what it means to have an intimate walk with Jesus. And you can't do or be without you're abiding in the vine. So I think for me, my relationship with Jesus actually began to grow. I began to find him in a different way than, because I seen it, I was exposed to it, so I wanted it. And I seen people that walked in a victory. I seen that people walked in something more than that I'd experienced. And I started to ask, how do you get that? Well, it all happens with your relationship with Jesus, not just being in a meeting, but working with the Holy Spirit to become close to our Heavenly Father and to have that intimate walk with him. Mm. So it led me in that direction, and I'm very grateful of that experience.
That is so good. We're going to take a short break. Be back with more to wrap this talk up. My guests are Kim, Alice and Margaret, all from different Aglow organisations in the region. Kim is from Port Stephens, Alice from Maitland, and Margaret from Newcastle Night Aglow. And we're going to be talking about any special events that are coming up and how people can become or get involved, maybe join an Aglow group that's coming up right after this. Speaking life across the Hunter and beyond, Rema 99.7, Brennan Murphy with Good There. Coming up to 9 minutes away from 11, my guests joining me today, I have Kim, Alice and Margaret from various Aglow groups in the Hunter. And look, there's a special event coming up on the 15th of July. Ben Gray is coming to speak at a full-day event in Beresfield. Tell us about this event.
We're very, very excited about this because we're hosting an international speaker and an international consultant, publisher and author.
Wow.
And a man that has a great passion for the Middle East. Mm. And Ben actually is very apostolic. He takes people into different nations, often undercover.
Wow.
And prays and sees great breakthrough in different areas and cities. And he's coming on the 15th of July for a full day of training for those that would love to hear and know more. And he's going to be teaching about the Middle East and actually what's happening in the Middle East. He's very well informed. Mm. And it's a great way to learn and be educated and understand more of what's happening in the world. So we are encouraging people to come. You do not have to be part of Aglow. You you do need to register, which it is $25 if you're not a member. But you can also do that on the day, but there will be a website that you can go to. But there'll be morning tea provided, there'll be lunch provided, and a wonderful day of fellowship, as well as hearing a global ministry coming to our Hunter Valley. So we're excited about hosting him and looking forward to all of what he's got to share. And we really hope the whole Hunter Valley gets behind us and joins us in this wonderful experience.
Yeah, sounds like a wonderful event. We'll get those details on our website very soon as well, so people can go to our community notice board page and get that information as well. It sounds like a wonderful time. Now, if people would like to get involved with the GLOW, what can they do?
If anyone wants to be involved in a GLOW meeting, the best way is to Google it. A GLOW International Australia is our website. So all the information is on there. Click on the join a group and you'll get a drop down of all the groups that are in New South Wales, South Australia, Western Australia, right around the nation. So it's wonderful. That's the best way. I do believe there is a Facebook site for each of our GLOW groups as well. One for Maitland, one for Newcastle, and certainly one for Port Stephens, with contact details on there as well.
Oh, fantastic. What I might do is let you all have a plug about your own groups. Just tell us the day that they're on and the times. Thanks, Margaret. You're from Newcastle Night Aglow.
Yes. We meet the fourth Tuesday of the month, and it's at night, about 7 o'clock we get underway. And it is at the Willows Uniting Church Hall in Warners Bay.
Fantastic. And Kim, where does your group meet? You're from Port Stephens.
Yes, we meet at a home, Shane, and that's in Anna Bay. I won't give the address out, but I will say that if anyone is interested in being part of that, they can go to the website and they can send a message and they will get all the information they require.
Awesome. And Alice?
We meet at 14 Enterprise Drive at Beresfield, and we meet on a Saturday morning. And our idea is to reach the working people that maybe not so much free through the week. And we meet at 10 o'clock for a morning tea, which is always very delicious. And we also... what else do? We have praise and worship, of course, and it's $5 entry because we love to bless our environment there, like where we hold our meeting. So it's all different. Each one of us are quite different, but we just all individually listen to the Holy Spirit for what he has for our individual meetings. So we're a Saturday morning.
Fantastic.
And the third Saturday of the month.
The third Saturday of the month.
At 10 a.m.
Wonderful. We'll have all those details on our website very soon as well, so people can choose between the three different groups that are represented here this morning on Rema 99.7. And just one last question. We've spoken a lot about a GLOW. What makes a GLOW, I guess, unique from other groups? Who wants to tackle that one? Thanks, Margaret.
I think a GLOW is changing in a lot of ways, and it's becoming more and more kingdom based. And in doing that, it fits in so well with kingdom works. We're tending to come alongside of those groups that are involved with that. But it's still a group that is a GLOW. It's individuals that just glow with the Lord Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit in their lives. And it's also coming into that place where it's stepping into what is happening now nationally and internationally, and has representatives all around the world.
Fantastic. All righty. And Alice, you got something else to share?
Well, I think a GLOW mainly offers, because as Margaret said about the kingdom focus, it's small and large in its outlook, because you can be involved on just a very small level, or you can be involved on an international level. So you can be involved on whatever level you want. But of course, the more you invest in something, the more you grow personally. And I've been to an international conference, I've been to different things overseas, and this, of course, gives you a greater vision of what's happening on the earth. And I've done all of that, you know, through Aglo, and its mission. So it's helped me catch a vision, I guess, for where other people are at in the world and other Aglo fellowships and the hardship of some. We've done rescue of a couple of women from Russia. And we've been involved in a lot of those bigger things, and that enlargement enlarges you. But if you just want to come and be part of the smaller group, you can also do that. So it's very diverse in its approach. That's what I love about it.
That's fantastic. Well, Kim, did you want to share something about that as well?
Yes, certainly. Thanks, Shane. I guess I agree with what the other ladies have already said, but I just like to add that there is an intimacy in Aglo that I haven't found in church fellowship as such. It is there in the church fellowship, but it just seems to be very special in our Aglo groups, very intimate, and it's experiential. I think you have to be there and experience it to be able to know what it's like. You can't really read about it. You've got to experience it. It's just beautiful.
Absolutely. Well, Kim, Alice and Margaret, thank you so much for coming in today and sharing about Aglo at your various locations around the Hunter. And Kim from Port Stephens, Alice from Maitland and Margaret from Newcastle Night Aglo. Thank you so much for coming in and, looking forward to hearing more wonderful stories about Aglo.
Thank you, Shane.
Thank you, Shane. It's been lovely to be here.